Dating is plenty complicated. But suppose romance came with deadlines and a penalty for not meeting them? That's the dilemma Colin Farrell faces in his new film, The Lobster. NPR critic Bob Mondello says it's a comedy with an absurdist twist.
David is a nebbishy guy whose wife has just left him. He lives in a slightly futuristic society that really values coupledom, so as soon as it becomes clear that he's single, the authorities pack him off to a hotel where the check-in is a little unusual.
Have you ever been on your own before?
No, never.
Your last relationship lasted how many years?
Around 12.
Sexual preference?
Women. Is there a bisexual option available?
No, sir, this option is no longer available.
When David gets to his room, the manager explains how his stay is going to work.
Did you read the leaflet?
Yes, I did.
Very good. Now, the fact that you'll turn into an animal if you fail to fall in love with someone during your stay here is not something that should upset you.
Got that?
Just think, as an animal, you'll have a second chance to find a companion. But even then, you must be careful. You need to choose a companion that is a similar type of animal to you. A wolf and a penguin could never live together. Nor could a camel and a hippopotamus. That would be absurd.
Well, yes. David's nodding at all this and occasionally looking at the dog that used to be his brother.
Now, have you thought of what animal you'd like to be if you end up alone?
Yes, a lobster.
Why a lobster?
Because lobsters live for over 100 years, are blue-blooded like aristocrats, and stay fertile all their lives.
I must congratulate you. The first thing most people think of is a dog, which is why the world is full of dogs. Very few people choose an unusual animal, which is why they are endangered. A lobster is an excellent choice.
So now he's got 45 days to pair up with someone. Everyone in the place assumes that compatibility means like with like. A guy with a lisp looks for a gal with a speech impediment, always with the knowledge that things may not work out.
I'm going to be a parrot if I don't make it. Why don't you become parrots too? And then we'll all be together.
You're a complete idiot. Picking one of the few animals that can talk when you have a speech impediment. You'll lisp, even as an animal.
David discovers there is an alternative of sorts. In the woods surrounding the hotel are a lot of animals, camels, Shetland ponies, flamingos, but also a bunch of escaped loners who prize lonerness as strongly as the rest of society prizes coupledom, which sounds fine.
You can be a loner as long as you like. There is no time limit.
Except there are still rules.
Any romantic or sexual relations are punished.
Greek filmmaker Yorgos Lanthimos is fond of hermetically sealed satires like this, where the logic is rigidly internal, and the results of following that logic decidedly strange. The Lobster is his first film in English and plays cleverly with the compatibility assumptions behind, say, singles groups and online dating sites. Don't know how he feels about the idea that opposites attract, but perhaps it's reflected in the opposite first and second halves he's given the movie. The early going is comic and light, then Colin Farrell's David escapes into the woods, encounters soulmate Rachel Weisz, and there's a tonal shift to serious darkness. Arguably that's less rewarding, but if weird is what you're looking for, The Lobster is claws down the romantic comedy for you. Though possibly not one you'd want to choose for a first date. I'm Bob Mondello.